Hey Cards fans, welcome back to the pod. In today's episode, I just talked with Javi about some injuries, some big MLB news, and Flaherty's rehab start, and some other Cardinals news. Let's get into it.
So, you know, back to school. Things are, you know, school year is almost starting here for a lot of folks. I myself am back in Springfield, Missouri. And guess who came with me down to Springfield, Missouri? Jack Flaherty. Tonight, he's pitching in a rehab assignment here with the Springfield Cardinals. So we'll see how that goes.
Will you be in attendance at that game?
I think me and my friend are planning on trying to go at least. We will see. If I am, I will definitely be taking some video. See how it looks.
Get a little scouting report for the next pod.
Yeah, I'll give it a scouting report and then I'll say, okay, so, you know, this. We should keep them healthy and then trade them. Anyway, I didn't say that. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. Should be a good time.
Yeah. All right. Just some injuries and recent news around the league. We got the Fernando Tatis PED suspension.
Yeah. I was, full disclosure, never the biggest fan of Tatis anyway, and that was another bad decision that he kind of made. You know, the first part of the season he was out because of a motorcycle accident, and now he's out for the rest of the season because of steroids, and then out for 42 games of next season in the beginning of the season because of the suspension of 80 games. So I remember I heard like Manny Machado and a few other of his teammates talking about how it's a little disappointing that he made two mistakes in one season, not able to play the entire time. And they're kind of hoping that he kind of matures a little bit and understands that it's about the team and not necessarily about him just getting back. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Padres will be fine without him. I mean, they've already been playing pretty well without him.
They've been playing pretty well, but yeah. They did get Soto at the trade deadline, so, you know, win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Another injury on the other side of the country. In New York, Matt Carpenter, I think he broke his wrist, so he's probably done for the season.
Yeah, I thought he fractured his foot.
Oh, really?
I think he hit a ball – just straight down into his left foot, and I think he fractured his foot. So, but he's out for the rest of the season, unfortunately. Because he was doing well, which was fun to see Matt Carpenter doing well. But at least he didn't get to play in Busch Stadium during the Yankees series, which sweep of the Yankees, Cardinals did in that series. That was fantastic. What a game! That series had everything. First game, Cardinals came back to win. Second game, pitching duel. Third game, it was like, what was the final score? Like 12-9 or 13-9 or something like that? Slugfest?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, the pitching since the trade deadline with these new additions has been really good, and especially Jordan Montgomery. Let me pull up his stats. But he's been pitching really well.
He was even pitching well in Yankee Stadium, which is not a pitcher's ballpark by any means.
Yeah, so his stats with the Cardinals, he has 2 wins, no losses, a 0 ERA. Innings pitched 11, 6 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts.
I'd say that's pretty good.
Yeah, and his FIP, fielding independent pitching, is 2.3, so he's not just getting lucky.
So
he's been doing really well.
He's kind of like our strikeout pitcher again.
Yeah.
His Cardinals didn't have one for a little bit, and he's kind of that guy now.
Yeah, I wrote in my outline, Montgomery dominates.
Yes. Yeah. He's been doing well. Jose Quintana has had a few good starts, I think, well, too. So our trade deadline pieces are coming together really nicely. You know who else is coming together really nicely? Paulie DeJong. Since coming back from, the minor leagues, he's had, I think he's batting like either, since coming back, he's either batting like 298 or closer to 300. I think he has what, 5 home runs. He's been doing a lot better coming back from AAA, which is fantastic to see. I love him seeing doing well.
Yeah. Another good pitching performance we got from Wainwright. He went 9 innings.
Yep.
On Saturday
against the Brewers. We still unfortunately could not close out that game.
We still lost, which really sucks.
A little unfortunate. We did gain a game on the Brewers though, cuz the Dodgers beat them last night. So,
yeah.
We're back ahead by
was it a full game? We're ahead 2 games now.
I think it's a full, yeah, it's a 2 full games. Just 2 games up. Which is very nice to see, obviously. And then I think in the game before we had our off day, Albert Pujols, 2 home runs in 1 game. He's only 11 off, 11 off from 700, which is amazing. I mean, he could do it. He could make it close, but
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what the over under is of him getting to 700. We'll have to see. Did you say something?
No, I cut out.
Oh, okay. My bad. I didn't know if you were saying something. But yeah, Albert Pujols, 2 home runs in 1 game. That's always fun to see. He was really hyped on that second one too. He, you know, was like, "This is our house," which is I love seeing that, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I think I'll run a Twitter poll on who thinks Pujols can get to 700. I'm kind of down on it because he doesn't play every day, but I mean, it could happen, you know.
Yeah, I would probably go down. I don't think he's going to get there because he's not an everyday starter.
Yeah.
But if he can put a few games like he did the other day where he maybe has a 2 home run day, or he has like 3 home runs in like 1 week or 1 series, you never know. He could get really close.
He's against left-handed pitching, he's just been one of the best hitters in all of MLB against left-handed pitching, which is just crazy at his age.
One of the best hitters ever, which is crazy. I do think he might be able to beat Alex Rodriguez and get his own spot in the top 4. But whether he actually gets the 700, I feel like he's not going to get there. I feel like he's going to come up just a little bit short. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. In the last podcast, I made a bet saying that, like, what was it? Was it Jose Quintana or somebody was pitching? And I was saying, oh, I think he's going to go 6 innings and only give up like a 1 run or something. And then there was like a 2-run home run. Yeah. And I was watching and I'm like, well, there goes my bet. So I've been wrong before.
You were pretty close, though.
I was not. I was, yeah, I kind of was like, well, we both kind of got half of each other's bets correct, which was, you know, something else.
Yeah.
I've heard that Edmundo Sosa has been doing well for the Philadelphia Phillies. Makes sense. There are a lot of good bats there, but not a lot of good defenders. And Edmundo Sosa is a better defender than he is a hitter. So I think he kind of helps balance them out a little bit. It's good to see him doing well. Harrison Bader's still out, though. He has not played a game with the Yankees yet because he's still out with his foot.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything, so I'm just assuming he's not going to play this year. Because I don't think he even traveled to New York or traveled to St. Louis when they had that series, right?
I don't think so. No, I think he was staying in wherever he's at right now. But
did you see the he did a video piece, like send off?
He did. Yeah, I did see that. That was very nice. I like seeing those from players. It's kind of nice to see that. Matt Carpenter did it, which was fantastic. Both of those players went to the Yankees, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Both of them kind of had to cut down on their distinctive hair.
Yeah. Carpenter had to get a little more clean shaven, get a little bit of a haircut. Bader got a haircut, which he's done previously with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
He, you know, being on the Yankees, he had to do that too.
Yeah. So we're two games up now. We got a few months left, and we got to try to maintain this lead in the division.
Yeah.
The schedule looks fairly easy.
Yeah. Rockies and then Diamondbacks. We did not win the Rocky series in Colorado, though, unfortunately, which was a little bit of a disappointment.
Yeah. Part of that I'm going to put on
Coors Field effect,
yeah, which I know is a bit of an excuse, but it is like a really different ballpark. And the ball travels differently there. So
travels differently. And because of that, the games can change in a heartbeat, like we saw in that one game. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we'll have the advantage at Busch. We got some decent pitching. We got tonight, we got Quintana, tomorrow, Montgomery, and then Waino. So I think this is a series that we should sweep. And then we got Arizona, and then we got a long Cubs series.
Yeah, five-game series. Quite interesting.
And then we got Atlanta and Cincinnati for the end of the month.
Yeah, I think the hardest teams we're playing now is Atlanta and then the Dodgers coming up here soon. And then I think we play the Brewers here and there and try and gain some games on those series. But other than that, we have a very easy schedule coming up. It's like Cubs, Cincinnati, Pirates. We're playing a lot of our division teams that are not doing well right now.
Yeah. We also got the Nationals for a four-game. Nationals,
yeah. Another should be another easy series because they are not a good team right now. I saw recently that MLB posted what the postseason will look like. And if the World Series goes all the way to Game 7, it will be November the 5th or the 6th, I believe, which is one of the latest games for Major League Baseball, I think, in history. I don't think it's gone this late ever, if it gets to that point, if it gets all the way to Game 7.
It'd be interesting if, like, some far northern teams made it, like Seattle and Milwaukee had like a game 7 and they had like a foot of snow on the ground.
Foot of snow on the ground. Yeah. That, I mean, hey, that would be fun to watch though. It would be cold as heck for the players, but you know, it'd be fun to watch from the comfort of my warm, air conditioned, heated house.
The only thing, though, is Seattle and Milwaukee both have retractable roofs. So
yeah, which is okay.
But boring.
Seattle is in contention, right? They're kind of fighting for a wild card spot, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they made one of the biggest ads. They got the Castillo.
Yeah, Luis Castillo.
Yeah, so they are in second place in the West.
Yeah, 12 games back, however, which is tough.
But they do have the first wild card.
Yeah.
It goes Seattle, Rays, Blue Jays. And then your favorite team, the Baltimore Orioles,
right there in the mix. They are playing well. I saw an interview with the Baltimore Ravens head coach for the football team, and during the press conference, he had an Orioles hat on. He was talking about how well the Orioles are playing, how fun they're doing. I would love to see them clinch a wild card spot and, you know, make something happen. That'd be fun. I know my father and I were talking about how the Field of Dreams game happened previous, Cubs and Cincinnati. You know, unfortunate that it wasn't Cubs Cardinals. That would have been, in my opinion, a little more fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to top the very first one, though. I mean, walk-off win, back and forth. This series.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
Yeah. This one was a little more one-sided, which was, you know, it's okay. It's going to happen. It's just a normal game. But I was entertaining the idea of if and when the Cardinals are doing their Field of Dreams, we could play the Baltimore Orioles and they can wear a Browns jersey with the little Browns guy. So we'll see, you know, just entertaining ideas, but that'd be fun.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that. But yeah, I thought the decision to have a Cubs Reds Field of Dreams, it was kind of a mid fest.
Yeah, it was
two bad teams. Like, at least I don't know, why can't you just change it, put two teams like that are contending, and get them to play, you know?
Yeah, would make it a little more fun and interesting rather than two teams that are not even at all going to make the postseason, you know?
And I mean, I think that's in the best interest of the MLB to do, because then you get more money from the people that watch the game.
More money, yeah, more viewership, yeah, all that whole stuff. I know next year they're not even having a Field of Dreams game because they're doing construction in that area of Iowa to build like a baseball softball complex, and then they're going to start up the Field of Dreams games again in the 2024 season. And next season, I believe the Cardinals and the Cubs have the London series, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
They're going to London to go play.
Yeah, I'll have to ask my dad if we can go to London.
Yeah, I know. Get your passports out.
Yeah. I do think I'm going to go to one of the games at Wrigley next week.
Oh, yeah?
Which will be fun.
That should be a good time.
I've been kind of disappointed. I haven't been able to get to a Cardinals game yet.
Really?
Because the one time I came into St. Louis, they're out of town.
Yeah, they're out of town. They're out of town. I think I went to like maybe 7 games before I came down here, which is a pretty good number.
I'm very jealous.
Proud of myself for that many games. I wasn't originally intending on going to a game at Wrigley, and then the trip kind of turned into a girls' trip, and I was uninvited. But that's okay. I was a little disappointed. I got the text and I was like, okay, have fun. And then I was like, bad gummit. I was really excited to go. But it's okay. Yeah. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. I don't know if you have anything else you want to talk about.
That was kind of it. I mean, it's been kind of a slower week for baseball. We've had a few off days this week. We've had a few good series, you know, we've had some good baseball getting played recently, but we've had an off day yesterday, I think an off day earlier last week as well. So I think we've only had like 6 games in the week. So not much going on. Hopefully it'll be exciting. We'll see how Flaherty does here in Springfield. Being that he's starting a rehab assignment now, he might come back if we have a if we get to the postseason, he might pitch in a postseason game if he gets healthy enough. Which,
so on the topic of Cardinals off days, there is a Cardinals off day podcast.
Oh, really?
Which I listen to. And I've asked them some questions on Twitter and have been featured in the past two episodes.
Oh, so really?
So that's been fun. And I asked them a few questions for their Monday episode for that off day.
Okay.
And the two questions were, who do you think is the Cardinals' best pitcher right now? Starting pitcher. And I also asked, do you think that Flaherty will return to form in the Cardinals uniform?
Yeah.
And for the Flaherty question, they just said no. they literally just said no.
Not happening.
Didn't, like, no explanation, just simply no. And then for the best pitcher, they said probably Wainwright.
Mm.
But they also kind of put Michaelis in the contention.
Yeah, I think personally, for me, I would think Michaelis for now. And then depending on how Quintana and Jordan Montgomery do, if they continue on a good path that they're on, it honestly might become Montgomery towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
But I'd say Michaelis, despite his one rocky start.
Yeah.
Get it? Rocky start because it's against Rocky.
But they also said that most of our rotation is like pretty much like three starters, you know, like they're not aces.
Right. Yeah.
Most of them are like mid-level starters, except for Dakota Hudson, who they don't really like.
Right. And, yeah. I don't think Dakota Hudson's a starter by any means.
It's
he's too slow. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Dakota Hudson either.
Yeah. And they're also not a fan of Tommy Edman.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, because they say he's like a utility guy who doesn't really have a position. They're like, his batting percentage like craters in July and August every year. And he hits too many ground balls and he just gets lucky sometimes.
Okay. That's okay. They're kind of harking on my man, unfortunately. I will like Tommy Edman till the day I die. I think that being a utility player is good, like Brendan Donovan. He can fill whatever role we need him in, which is fantastic. I understand the batting average problem is, you know, it's not great when it comes to July and August. But, you know, I mean, he was the one run that we scored in the wild card game. You know what I'm talking like?
Yeah.
I feel like they're kind of undermining him a little bit just because he's not as good as a hitter.
Well, they do say that he's like an excellent defender and an excellent base runner. And he's still a valuable player, but they're saying that like the Cardinals aren't going to lock him up, you know? They'll probably
be unfortunate, though. I would love if
put him on one-year deals and whatever.
Mm.
Because
I don't know, maybe like 5-year contracts or something like that, or like a 3-year contract, not like a really big contract per se. I would love for him to stay as long as he could because I think he's very useful. I mean, I think it was in June, he and Goldschmidt were like first and second in wins above replacement.
You know, yeah,
like I still think he's a really good, valuable player, and I think we should keep him as much as we can. I don't think we should lose out on the opportunity of keeping him if you know, because I don't think any of his contracts that we give him are going to be insanely, like, I feel like they're all going to be pretty team friendly. I don't think they're going to be breaking the bank, and that's kind of why I want to keep him. But that's just me, you know what, whatever. I could have, you know, I'll make my own argument. They're allowed to have their own argument. It's okay.
And like another thing, not that they said, but like I've just like heard about is like Colton Wong has kind of dropped off defensively because like he's getting older. He's probably like 33 now and he's slowing down and he doesn't have the range or the athleticism that he once had in his prime.
Right.
So I thought it was kind of smart that the Cardinals didn't re-sign him, like prematurely understanding that he was not in the prime of his career anymore.
Yeah, he was kind of out there. Gorman if was they always saw in the back signs, of the mind, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they saw signs that he was declining or what, but it sounds like it was a good move.
Yeah, because, you know, you used to see Colton Wong a lot of the time on, like, those really big flashy play highlights. And recently I haven't seen too much of him on those kind of plays.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay. Hardest person to ever play against is Father Time. So.
Yeah. But, like, some people are saying that, like, Waino could play – another few years because he's still looking okay. And with his, you know, he's relying less on high velocity and more on location and, his curveball. So,
yeah, but it's up, you know, I think health wise he's fine, but it's really up to him if he wants to continue or if he, you know, wants to do, you know, if he wants to spend more time with his family, like he talked about last year, you know, so
yeah,
we'll just have to see in this off season what he says. However, I do feel like if we make a really good postseason run, I think that'll kind of for sure set in stone that he's going to be done. I think that would set in stone that Wainwright would go out with a good postseason run. Rather, if we didn't have a good postseason run, then it's like, oh, he might come back. But if we make it to like the National League Championship Series, if not the World Series itself, I feel like that will kind of set in stone to be like, yeah, Wainwright's going to be done after this, you know? So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if the Cardinals win the World Series this year, Wainwright and the other two will retire. For sure.
Like he'll, yeah, they'll go out all and together.
And then I hope he becomes the broadcaster with Danny Mac and replaces Jim Edmonds.
Yeah. The other day I saw some people making fun of the Apple TV broadcast.
And
I have a few friends of mine who have told me that I could do better for the broadcast, but like they were making fun of Apple TV saying, oh, he gets a hit and that's going to be 6 points. Oh, not cricket? Never mind. Not 6 points. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like too bad, but it is kind of accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked up like one of the people, like one of the field reporters, and she wasn't even like a reporter. She was like a model. It was just like weird.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, but if Wainwright and the Cardinals win the World Series, I think he's definitely done.
Yeah, he'll definitely go out with the two.
And a lot of people are saying that some like national guys are going to eat him up for broadcasting, which I'll admit is probably true.
Yeah,
but I hope he stays local. That would be cool.
That would be very nice. It would be very sweet. We will see, but it's shaping up like at this point, you know, we're finishing out the regular season and we got to keep it up, but that postseason is getting that taste is getting kind of stronger in our mouths, kind of waiting for that the big moment to happen when we finally make something big. So I'm excited. I think this will be good.
Yeah, I'm also excited. We'll see.
All right. It's going to be a fun end of the season.
It is.
All right. Until next time.
See you.
Take care of yourself.